Hello, everybody. Is anybody here? I'm live. Hold on, I'm going to change that name down there. Nope, wrong one. Sub only, 60s, 80s, stream together. Why can't I change things? Oh, here we go. Hello. How's everybody doing? Hurdy. There we go. Okay. My foot's messed up. So what's up, everybody? How's it going? I went and walked, but my foot is so fucked up. I stepped on it and it's been fucked up for like 3 days. So I was like, I don't know about the ads, sees the means. I don't know anything about how to fix this, the ads or whatever the stuff is. I apologize if you're getting them. I went out to take a walk. I have been walking 2 days in a row. My foot has been fucked for 3 days. And I was like, I'm going to take it easy. So yesterday and today, I only walked 9 miles. But today, as I was on my eighth mile, I stepped and it fucking, I felt the pain in my eyes. It was, I cleaned up the room actually. See? Oh, I show you guys. I cleaned up the room a little bit. I got stickers here now. Wobbly Greg Syndrome, subscribed with Prime. Thank you. Yeah, I cleaned yesterday because I'm fucked up. I don't know. It's not athlete's foot. I'm not going to go to the hospital, Paisley. My wife keeps saying, hey, you should, it's behind me. That's the leg. Oh, the Lego. That's downstairs. It's not pervert's foot, uneven pizza. That's not even a thing that exists. So anyway, here, let me show you this. The flub flag is flying now for everybody. I wish I could have made it so you could see it, but I am flying the flub flag for everybody. And I got the Black Craft flag behind me. And like I said, these stickers that the Discord and some people got for me, I don't... Oh, the G-Shock Apple Watch strap. That's it. So I got these stickers. This one is the one. The WoW sticker blows my fucking mind, man. It is that is so crazy. Fez Watley has a posse because somebody sent me there are pineapples in the drawer. Sell that the guy sticker. I didn't make it, so if I sold it, I'd feel bad. It's a listener sent it to me. I have like four of them. So yeah, there is a Bubba beef, big beefer right there. I think Chris is gonna come on in a little bit. He's on the fucking train or something, but he was like, yep, Cyber Arcanist, surprise stream. My foot's fucked up. Chris will be here soon, I think. I'm not really sure. And Sunday night might be something else. We're gonna stream. The plan is to stream. I don't know, but the Pharrell Lego movie, I don't know. I'm never gonna see it, you know. I would love to do, I don't know Jacques from Seeking Derangements. I don't know a lot of people, but Sunday night, I'm already miserable, everybody. I am on, and this is embarrassing, it's colonoscopy prep. I don't know. I'm very old. I'm sure a lot of you guys haven't had to deal with this, But I am getting a colonoscopy on Monday. So Sunday, I'm going to be apparently crapping all day and all night. But we're still going to try to stream. I am going to come in here. I'm going to try to stream. And I said, Chris, I might not be able to. And Chris was like, yeah, just if you got to go to the bathroom, that's funny too. So I will be, I'm hoping to be on the colonoscopy juice. I'll be doing at 5 p.m. So, you know, I don't know, man. Oh, my foot. I don't know. I think it's a stress fracture. If I have to guess, I Googled it. So, it's a stress fracture. But yeah, it's funny because it's funny because I'm doing preventative medicine, which is something that I would generally, people probably don't think I do, but now I'm like Mr. Preventative Medicine. I'm going to the doctor and stuff. And these fucking guys got me eating, I'm telling you this, they got me eating the worst shit of all time. And I basically was just like, I'm gonna eat pizza every day until I get it done. Because you have to eat all this stuff that I had quit eating, basically, because I was, you know, switching to whole grains and I was like doing all this stuff. I was trying to do the right thing, getting fiber and all this stuff. And Vodkadian says getting money will low key make you go to the doctor. Well, it's my wife has insurance. So the it's not a money thing. It is literally I was afraid to go to the doctor, but then somehow, like, I didn't ever want to go because I figured they're going to tell me I'm dying and I had to work my brain out. I really think the thing that made me start going back to the doctor was the, I'm pretty sure the thing that made me do it was the, the ketamine treatments, because like I was so anxious, so fucking anxious all the time. And then I did the ketamine thing and my we got a hype train emote, nice. So anyway, I was like, after the ketamine treatments, my anxiety went way down for like 2 years, or it's been like a year since, and so it's been down. And it made me go to the doctor because it was like, oh, maybe you should like get checked to see if you have things. You lived a definite hard life, and you smoked forever. You did all this stuff. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. She's like, you know, you're unhealthy, kind of. I mean, it was basically like she said, you need a colonoscopy. But she also said that I have like the beginning of type 2 diabetes. So I was very depressed for a period of time. And oh, seize the means, PB. How does one get ketamine treatments? Unfortunately, get $3,000 and go sit in some hippie's office. So that's what I did. So yeah, it's basically like the motherfuckers were like, hey, I'm not showing my feet. Chris is in the chat now. He's going to cause all kinds of problems. I do know the EVE6 guy. He donated $500 to get me the ketamine treatments. And I was fucking wasted on ketamine in the room. And the first thing I told the lady was, you know that song, the hard end up, and I'm wasted. I don't know. That guy paid for one of these treatments. It's like really cool. I'm not sure you want to see my feet, like, and but anyway, so I'm at this first ketamine treatment. I'm talking and just talking because I thought that's what you're supposed to do. I didn't know that it was like medicine, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that they were just like, lay down, do the ketamine treatment, and it's gonna be totally fine. And the lady, like halfway through the ketamine treatment, was like, you talk more than anybody I've ever had in here. And I was like, Jesus Christ. All right, well, I'll shut up. And I shut up for the whole rest of the time. I stopped talking. She's like, you're supposed to listen to fucking music. I am not shoeless. I'm wearing my shoes currently. Here. I am a, she called me a chomper. Yes, Chris. She said I'm a ketamine chomper. Well, that, Little Miss Cum Slut, Brian ties his shoes so tight his feet are ghostly white. Here's the thing. That's interesting you say that, because my feet are completely, I do tie them tight, and they said that might be why my foot hurts on the internet. So, yeah. I switch out my walking shoes every 2 months, basically. So yeah, oh no, I'm gonna do it here. The colonoscopy, I can't even say it anymore. But yeah, I'm not super amped about the whole thing. I've been whining about it for 2 days because I gotta eat fucking white bread, and like, it's just, they're like, you know all that food? Yeah, I still hate Hokas. You know all that food that you started eating to be better? You can't have none of that. So yeah, and my wife is trying to get me to go to the doctor, and so about feet, my foot doctor, but this happened to me last year and it's fine. So I'm gonna try it again, but yeah, this colonoscopy thing is killing me. I promise you, I've complained more than anybody has ever complained. So, oh, you're going to see Long Legs tonight, Chris. I might go see Maxine this weekend. So, foot yoga. The shoes, I'm excited. That's one thing about the colonoscopy that I'm excited about, is they put me, those are like, I was telling Chris this, those are my favorite drugs. Is the ones that knock you the fuck. Well, I mean, you know, I like weed too, but like the ones they give you when they're knocking you out is just, I fucking love that shit. It's like such a thrill. So, that's a huge fan. Let's get some stuff on the screen. I think since Chris is in the chat, I was thinking maybe we could watch, some Nolan, because he's a big fan and I'm a big fan. And you all see Greg Dean. There's Greg Dean. If Chris does come in here, when Chris gets to a spot, if he comes in here, we'll watch some Dean. We'll go Dean crazy. And I'm not going to tell the doctor that he should buy me dinner first. That's not going to happen. So, this is Beware the Supergroup, and I'm going to tell you one thing you don't know about this, is that this right here is a members only video. I am not on the Patreon, so I don't know how this is a members only video, but Nolan says it's a members only video. So
here's a question to
All right, so our panel, new guy, Canadian Hitler, which he fixed his mustache, so we can't call him Canadian Hitler anymore. His background looks just as bad as mine. And then we know Royce in the house, but I don't know this guy. He looks scary to me. I don't know. Freedom Acres Resort is a really funny name. All right. Where is Michael? Is that? Oh, Michael's like not even on screen. So.
The panel, and also to the Peanut Gallery. What is it about the supergroup curse?
What's the deal with supergroups? What are these super groups? My favorite part is when he walks on the beach, like kind of, it looks kind of like slow motion a little bit, but looking good.
So again,
I wonder what he was saying. I just wonder what he's saying in the intro when he's walking and he's like pointing and talking. slurs. Yes, Freedom Acres Resort may be saying that. Here we go.
There's one group that kind of breaks this curse in longevity. It's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. But the others, why do you think, because they really are great bands, why do you guys think they were almost doomed? Or do you think, do you even agree with that assessment?
Get them, Royce.
Let me think about that. Okay. What are the things that
Royce, you don't have time to think about it. You're on the screen stream. I don't know why his audio sounds like this. I don't know why he's not showing his face.
I'm thinking right now is that you've got all these, you know, fake
Chris Elliott and Dave, aka this guy's Hop Frog. So that's one. Yeah, maybe Michael's on the turlet. You guys just gave me an idea. Maybe for the colonoscopy, I'll turn my video off and sit on the toilet with the iPad. And you know, that might work. I don't think Royce got Botox, but if he did, that's very funny.
Famous personalities together. It's just like when I heard the Beatles talking about, you know, maybe they replaced, I'm sure you guys have heard this, George Harrison with Eric Clapton. The truth of the matter is, how long would Eric Clapton stay? Eric Clapton would stay for, you know, you're not even a tour. Maybe
he had a problem with commitment.
He's busy being racist. Eric, they want Eric Clapton in there so he can sit in a fucking backstage area and just be completely racist. Because it's funny. Okay, so I'm not gonna say who this. Well, I guess I should do it. But I know somebody that's been in a room with Eric Clapton because he lives here in Columbus. He has a big house here. And it was always so exciting for us that we were always like, oh, Eric Clapton lives in town. And then you find out, first of all, that he's racist or has been racist. And then also, even when he's not, like, even the fact that he's not racist, like, he is racist. And yes, he does live in Ohio, Columbus. And then he's anti-vax. And you're like, I think this guy is motherfucker. He married a teenager at 70. Yeah, so his wife lives here, and I don't believe anybody like lives. He got this Hop Frog looks like Eric Clapton a little. So, and yes, there's tons of stories. It's like if you live in Columbus, you're gonna hear stories about Eric Clapton and Jack Hanna. Because those are the two guys that live here. And like the Jack Hanna stories, which always makes me laugh. The Jack Hanna stories that kill me are that, like, I know so many guys I worked with in warehouses and stuff like that who said that Eric Clapton, or no, that Jack Hanna, like, fucked their friend's wife. Like, that he was just going around fucking everybody's wife. And so I heard that story. I can't tell you how many times I heard the story about, oh yeah, he, you know, he fucked my wife. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, can you prove that? No, but I believe it in a way, you know, because like he's like Jack Hanna has to fucking be one of the most famous guys in Ohio. You know what I mean? Like he is like a top dude in that is from here, and specifically from Columbus, because the zoo. And then like under them, there's a guy named Fred Reichert who runs the big auto place and the big car dealership. Three Chainz subscribed to tier one for 11 months. Thank you. Jack, but there's a guy named Fred Reichert. I think he's like really old now, but he owned a car dealer. He owns a massive car dealership. They called it the biggest one in the country. And I'm not inviting anybody to Vegas, DVD Bones. I was talking about bringing a friend so my wife could drink and hang out with some, not so that they could fucking suck in front of me. Urban Myers Bar, no. I have it. It's in the suburbs. Les Wexner is also from here. Yes, Chuck the Monkey. But yeah, Fred Reichert was a guy that the rumor was that his wife caught him cheating on her. And she put a hot curling iron up his ass. Marge shot, yeah. And like that's all people talk. That's like the whole Fred Reichert story. He'd come on TV with his goofy guitar and he would do his commercials. And then the rumor with everybody that I knew was like his wife caught him cheating. Walked into the I don't know how the I thank you, DVD Bones. I never believed it because I can't figure out the logistics of how it worked, but the rumor was always that she rammed a hot curling iron up his ass. So that's a story. And like he's famous, so he goes. It's like can you imagine you're like Richard Gere? Yeah, Razzmatazz. I bet his wife owned so many curling irons you wouldn't believe it. Yeah, like can you imagine you're Richard Gere and like everybody just for some reason thinks a hamster died up your ass. Like that is fucking mind blowing that he has to go around and say the hamster thing's not true. Like people probably definitely ask him. It's been a story forever. And he's like such a random guy. He's not like one of the world's biggest stars. He's like, or Rod Stewart. Everybody knows the Rod Stewart one where he sucked so many guys off that they had to pump his stomach. Gerbil poop truther. Yeah, it was a gerbil. They had to pump Rod Stewart's stomach because he had too much cum in it. That was another big rumor when I was growing up. So those are two big rumors. What? Well, Mr. Mojo, I don't know if he sucked a dick. I don't believe that he did. It was just a way that people would. You've never heard the Rod. Yeah, the Rod Stewart one's big.
Yeah, commitment. Right, right.
Subscribe. They're 7 months and they're currently on a 1 month streak. Thank you. I didn't dream any of those up. You can look them up online.
So, he's more of a nomad.
Eric Clapton looked at new bands like going, there's my future ex-wife.
You exactly. Know? I'm going to screw them too.
All right. They're riffing. I like that they're riffing, guys.
But I think a lot of it has to do with...
I don't know why Nolan's not on camera. He's...
Big fame, maybe some big egos, you know.
Oh, always.
You don't get the entire spotlight to yourself anymore always. Now that you're part of.
Yeah, the middle guy, Canadian Hitler, there in the middle, who is no longer Canadian Hitler. We're not calling him that. He never looks like he wants to be there ever. But oh yeah, Marilyn Manson did get his rib taken out so he could self suck. So, this guy here. He never looks like he wants to be there. And he also like never says anything, but you have to understand Michael cuts everybody else out except for Michael. Like this is on his channel. So he edits everything. So you only hear the Michael parts. So.
A light group of musicians. So I think that could be a valid point there.
And they don't great like point. Sharing girlfriends either, so that's a
really yeah. Good
and or wives.
Yeah, no, that's a good point too. But I think, I think
I don't know what they're talking about, guys. So, yeah, the two guys on the bottom. Well, this guy right here, he's riffing. This guy, I've never seen this guy. He's never said anything. So, you guys know I'm not allowed to use Zoom anymore. Like I got permanently banned from Zoom and I was like, why? I like asked him, why? And he goes, they're like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I did. I have no idea what I did. They won't explain it. And like, I don't know. I didn't jerk off on it. I didn't do anything. And then I like replied, I was like, hey, why am I banned from Zoom? And they're like, I don't know. They actually said your appeal has been denied. So I didn't jerk off Sadate. I wouldn't jerk off on camera. There would be no reason. But one of the theories I have is that maybe we had Mike and on the show and we use Zoom and we're looking at guys' old penises, because we do that when we have Mike on. Paul S0309 subscribed with Prime. Thank you.
When you're at that level.
Boy, I'm not blaming DB. I'm saying that when we have him on, we will sometimes look at old man's penises. We were recently looking at old man's penises. So it was just something I did.
I have an echo going on here.
Well, echo.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I think when you're at that level, you've always got a half a dozen things in your mind about, you know, collaborations you'd like to do. So you finally jump into one, and no sooner you get into it, you're thinking about the others again.
Mike. I'm glad Biden's flubbing. Are you kidding me, Master of Hilarity? It's like the best thing in the world for me. Nobody thinks about my. I don't know why Zoom banned me. Maybe I got hacked. Would be my guess.
So ego, is that the only killer? Or is there other?
No, they're boring me. I'm going out. Chris got to get here soon. He's going to get off the train so we can watch some Greg Dean. What's Deaner? All right. Well, anyway, what's this?
Hey, everybody. Welcome
That's
to the bottom
line. That's the guy we want. Nolan. That's what we wanted, baby. There we go. I do think I got hacked somehow, and they were like jacking off or doing some bad stuff because I had nothing. Okay. That's just, I have no idea why I got kicked off. I don't know. Okay. Here we go. Get Nolan off for Ticketmaster, guys. Guys, for next week's Guys Plus, I went and looked at the old Ticketmaster reviews for The Price is Right again. I have some really good ones, but I also got a Let's Make a Deal post that is going to blow your fucking mind. Here we go.
I knew it was going to happen. I told you.
I knew. He sounds mad. Like he really is going.
It was going to happen. The Eagles have added yet more shows to their long farewell, goodbye, sayonara.
Sayonara. Sayonara. That was so weird. Sayonara. Let's go back in here, sayonara.
To their long farewell, goodbye, sayonara.
Sayonara. One more time.
Shows to their long farewell, goodbye, sayonara, hasta la vista, baby tour.
Okay, I want to start this by saying, is he not mad all the time about bands that aren't on tour anymore? And now he's like, oh, I guess this is the big sayonara here. I don't know, Bushi. I don't know if he wears the Eagle shirt whenever he talks about the Eagles, but he's mad today. I like it. If you can read lips, help me out here.
All right.
He lives in the Bay Area, I believe. Cliff Notes. I think that's the, so here we go. I do want to know what he's saying, Freedom Acres Resort.
So first of all, I always have to make this clear. Whenever I make a video that might criticize a legendary classic rock band, and of course, the Eagles are exactly that. And I am a fan of this band. I have been from the outset. I have collected all of their albums over the decades in several formats, a couple of times when I've worn them out, and have even...
Okay, so this guy loves the Eagles. Number one, yeah, he said sayonara, but he didn't cut out. But he's doing all these cuts, and then so.
Been kind of seen them live, but I'm a kind of calls them as I sees them kind of guy. And
he's a calls them as I sees them kind of guy.
So even my greatest rock heroes are subject to.
Wait, is this an? I don't. There's no way we've seen this. Let me look. It's 2 weeks ago. We definitely didn't see this. You must be watching this on your own. Sayonara.
My own personal criticism. And that's what this channel's all about. And we're going to have a discussion about the Eagles tonight, playing of all.
We really watch this? Ah, Chris played it on the stream. I missed. All right. All right. Well, I can't wait for Chris to get here.
Started. Hey, bud, I got to say goodbye to you. I don't know what's going on. Why are we not on?
Oh, okay.
Why? I don't know why we started like that. And I thought we were going to start with a Chris Plant ad from the internet. I don't know. And the last time we had a Republican mayor in Chicago. Look at that. I got one of those. I'm an influencer.
He is on one already.
You can't be an influencer. You can't be an influencer.
You can't be an influencer. Sayonara.
I got it. All right. Where were we? Oh, we haven't had a Republican mayor since 1931 in Chicago, and Brandon Johnson, the asshole, is blaming Republicans, and I'm sure you know this, maybe you don't. Richard Nixon. I'm not kidding. The violence in Chicago.
All right. You never know what he's talking about until really long. Chris will be here in 3 to 5 minutes, and you know what? We're going Greg Dean.
So we didn't listen to Lyndon B. Johnson, who was a real bastard, man. If you believe Roger Stone's new book, and I've looked at some early pages, LBJ was behind the... Anyway. Whatever.
Mankow, we haven't read the fucking book. He's like, if you've read the book, and I got a few pages, so can you see? I can't take my camera off, so it's just a Lego. Let me see if I can see if I pull the camera off. It's going to make a huge problem. Hold on. Okay. Oh, no. It's definitely not going to happen. I promise you that I will do a video at some point showing off my Legos, but it's too hard to get my camera. I hate this guy too. Don't worry.
Started.
Oh, wait, you know what? Let's try this. I got an idea. It's not a butterfly knife. It's a comb. So comb the old beard. Let me see if I can bring it up here. I can't do the thing either. I can't. Oh, fuck you, man. I am getting in there. I'm going to see if I can hook my phone up, and then I'll take you over and show the thing, the Legos. I promise. Here. Allow. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Oh, it's going to make me download the app. Oh, man, this is shit.
Say goodbye to you. I don't know what's going on. Why are we not on?
Oh.
Yeah, I like old Mayor Daley's way of doing things, not the Mayor Daley. Yeah, there was a Vice show on me versus this jagoff from New York, and I had forgotten so much, and it was, I know what you're talking about. I know the feeling. So, you know, people say, who is the machine gun preacher? And he went in and got a bunch of kids that were kidnapped by this Muslim guy, and he was raping them and making.
Okay. I'm done with Mankow today. Okay. Here we go. Let me see if I can do this. If I do this, you guys, you gotta boom, enter studio. Ah, shit. Sorry. I'm trying to. What if I do this? Okay. Can you hear that? Let me. All right. I don't know how to take me off the camera. Okay, here we go. Does everything sound double? Okay, this is the best I can do. Here we go. That's the garage. That's the diner. The bookshop. And then we got the, the motel, the police station, Yaz Club, Natural History Museum. I know this is tough. I'm sorry, guys. An assembly hall. And then, that's the best I can do, guys. All right, that's the best I can do. I'm really sorry that sucked. It was just I showed you the thing, and it's a 15-minute city. Thank you. Yes. I love the grifters though. That's the problem. Is I'm a grifter guy, but yeah, I get it. How much is the total? You don't want to know how much the total cost is on that table. You do not. I trust me. You don't want to know. Oh my gosh, my daughter's on an airplane, and she's texting like crazy because you know. It's probably $50, I would say. Okay, I'll think about it. Let me think. I would say close to $3,000. Yeah, that's as close as I can get to figuring it out. Because I don't remember what I paid for all of them, you know? Oh, look, it's me. I don't remember what I paid for all of them. So I definitely paid a lot of money for that stuff. But this is over like years, you know? So it's fine, right? I can't get into magic cards. If I get into anything else, I don't know what it's going to be. But this is it. This is it. It gives me something to do. And there's no resale, but my brother collects magic cards. Jake Chinatown, I think, does the guy's YouTube, clips from the show. And it's very nice. And, we got the Deaners up here, right? When Chris gets in here, people have been trying to get me into Gundam, but I think I just like Legos. I don't do the It's so hard. I don't do the hype beast. I'm saying I don't do the hype beast stuff. And then I'm wearing a hat that clearly fucking indicates that I do some of the hype beast stuff. I'm just going to do the Lego and I'm just going to enjoy that. I love Greg Dean, everybody. I know. And also, do you know who else was funny on the Stand Up Guys episodes? The guys talking about hecklers, they fucking kill me so much. How they're like, I fucking destroyed some hecklers. It's like, shut up. I also am really excited I also am really, really excited for you guys to hear the, I've heard of the stand-up shots, right? We just couldn't use it for the episode. So we are a flashlight guy. I've seen that. I've seen people have recommended that, but, we have the real estate guys episode coming up and it's really funny. Oh, the guy at the casino bar. Yeah. That was a wild one. Lou Beggar Freak. At first we were like, I don't know. What was I? I'm like losing my train of thought because Gwen's texting me too. There's a Golf/Star Wars guy in the plane they're trapped on and he won't shut up. So that's we did EDC guys and we do ED guys all the time. Tom from Tom and Bunny. He's got ED. Let's look and see if Tom and Bunny have done anything recently. That's been really making me nervous when you don't hear from them. But somebody said that they're posting. Just nope, still no videos. Tom, we're curious about the penis. Gwen is in an airplane and they had lightning and she's about to miss her flight to Columbus. So she's going to have to, you know, it's going crazy. But yeah, we did do porno guys, so Fleshlight guys, but yeah, we did this real estate guys episode and we covered a lot of Airbnb guys and it was so fucking funny how evil they were that like, I think people are going to love the episode / like hate the episode. In a way, like the Airbnb guys were the most evil I've seen yet, of any of them. The cop guys, I was saying this, like the cop guys are evil, right? And the other guy, the loss prevention guys, they're evil, right? You in your life understand that, you know, police guys, right? You know, guys that are into the police and stuff like that. So you've seen that person in your life. The Airbnb host, you may not know one, and I'm promising you they're evil. They're just the most sort of like annoying and like the things they expect from the people that stay. I mean, we all know the jokes about how they're like, you know, clean the house, do the dishes, do all that crap, right? So it's like, yeah, that stuff is annoying. You should hear the stuff that they don't put on the thing that they expect from you. I got some really good ones. So that should be a lot of fucking fun. But yeah, my favorite stand-up guys were the guys talking about how they destroy hecklers because I think it's so funny. Yeah, Airbnb is horrible. I hate it. I basically was like, I definitely don't want to go like use them, but like some places you go, it's like, I mean, I don't know where to stay when I'm out in the middle of the nowhere. I think that's like, that would be the thing that would make it something to use. Like if you do Airbnb and you are like out, because I'm going to be out in like Mount Rainier and there's like nothing there, you know? So I don't know. But yeah, I hate Airbnb guys. Come on, Chris. Chris said he'd be here in a minute. So we're just holding off until he gets in here. We can start looking at Greg Dean, our hero. We love him. How to Build a Routine. So yeah, and I was looking for, yeah, exactly, Jake and Bake. It's only good if you're renting like a cabin or something, because if you were renting like a regular house, like if you're renting in the city, get a hotel. It's better. It's the same price and you don't have to fucking clean it up. That's the thing. You don't have to clean up a fucking hotel. They don't expect me to clean up after myself. So yeah. I hate it. They just suck. And I hate staying in. I stayed in one in Toronto and it said that you could they had a washer and dryer as part of the listing. And then when I got there, it said you have to stay here for 5 days to use the washer and dryer. So My average daily step count over the last month, let me look. I'm not really sure, but fitness, I'm looking. Can it, it tells you over the month, right? Like, so I can like, oh, walking. Okay. So it says workouts. No. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably somewhere around 18 miles would be my guess over like about 18 miles a day. Like I did 9 today and 9 yesterday, even though my feet are all kind of a fucking mess. But here it is. Move goal. It doesn't tell you. It says I burned about 2,171 calories a day. Is what it says. It doesn't say like where it is. So I don't know. It's just a lot. It's probably like health app, steps, and month. Okay, I'm in the health app. Wait, no, I was in the fitness app. Health app. And then we go to steps. And then month. All right, here we go. What in the fuck? It says no data. Oh, average steps is 35,091 for this month. So that's it. That's how many steps a month. If people were curious, that's my average. And my foot just hurts like hell. So I don't know what's going on. So it won't be that much this month. And I'm really let down by that.
Of taking the class you are looking at right now. Hey there, aspiring comedians and comedians. Welcome to Greg Dean Stand-Up Comedy Classes.
This is look at this class.
Seminar. My level one workshops and classes, okay? They're available in person in Santa Monica and on Zoom, live teaching with that as well. How to build a routine. Probably the very first thing you really need to know.
I think my favorite thing about them is this. I honestly have no idea what this is, but it seems fake to me. It seems like not a real award, but he did give Whoopi a career, and that's good.
No, when you get into stand-up comedy, there are three levels to my particular classes. The first one is the one I'm talking about here, which is level one, how to build a routine. Very important. That's really the first step, because you're not going to feel good going to the open mic until you kind of have something to do and feel good and confident about that.
What am I holding? These are pens. Lego pens. You get your Legos, you do your pen. It's they stick together. I don't know.
Routine to get up in front of people and take a shot at it. Once you go through this class, everyone is required, prerequisite. Once you finish this class, you go right into my level two class.
This guy, Hall of Fame souvenir. He lives in LA. And number two, why is he cutting this so much?
Which is writing an actual show and performing at the Improv. Woohoo, man, I'm telling you, that's really powerful. Go through that a few times to start.
Oh, don't sound so excited.
Level three is then we start giving you some specialized training, how to be an MC and how to do crowd work. Right now, what we're talking about is level one, how to build a routine. Here are some of the things that might.
Okay, we're going to wait a minute because this is just the same as the big video we've been watching. So we're going to go back over here. Okay. So what, this is 1748. I want to show you guys those one slides. Here they are. Here's the slides of his alum. You're going to love it. You're going to fucking love this. Here we go.
My alumni. How many people have, I can't cover them all. It literally goes, let me cover a few. First of all, Whoopi Goldberg.
Here we go. I think you can learn to tell jokes. I don't think you can learn to be funny, but I think you can learn to tell jokes. I studied with Greg Dean and see where I am today. These were the funniest slides on the thing.
I trained her. back in the day. And she just said, I studied with Greg Dean and look where I am today. That was one of my students didn't believe me and wrote her, and she wrote him back. Anthony Jessel.
Anthony doesn't actually mention Greg Dean in his quote. So yes, the top comment's also very good. Chris has Obama on here. His cat and his dogs always have diarrhea, man. I don't know what goes on with them.
Nick, he was dark, and you know, he said, okay, now if it's honest, yeah, that's who you really are. That's fine. You know, and he said, I learned.
So Anthony Jeselnik went to Greg Dean and was like, should my comedy be dark? And Greg was like, hey, if that's who you are, you got to do it. You know, and again, the quote. Greg Dean made this thing. Why didn't he just lie? You know, and say, I learned joke writing from Greg Dean. So.
Learn joke writing from the best. Sherry Shepherd.
No quote at all. No quote. Just Sherry Shepherd.
She's one of my students as well. She's done really well, has a lot of major television shows, performs all over with a lot of my other students. Like I saw recently, they were on the same bill, was Christina P. She goes by Christina Pajitsky.
I took a comedy class, .. and I fell in love with it. She's Sherry Shepherd's on The View. So what is in here? What is in these three dots? I don't fucking know.
She's got Netflix special, Mother Inferior, and Your Mom's Home podcast with her husband, Tom Segura.
Your Mother's Home. Your Mom's Home.
I took a comedy class, which was mine, and I fell in love with it, which is the class and stand-up comedy. So I could go on for quite a while, yet I think my point's been made.
All right. So I needed you to see. Oh, is the audio doubled up? How? Oh, you know what it might be? Hold on. Hold on. Let me figure it out. Hold on. I'm going to close everything else.
I think here. Next is my books.
I don't know why this is happening. I get what you're saying, though. Hold on. Why did that happen all of a sudden? All right. I feel like if I'm going to fuck with this, Chris's audio is also going to be doubled. Did I do something weird? What the fuck happened? So there's nobody else in the room. I think I can fix this now. Okay, let's try it. We get it fixed? Yeah. I don't know what happened there. Very strange. Wait, let me see this. Okay. Did he Photoshop himself into a... Okay. I'm going to show this picture somebody sent in chat. I'm sorry, I didn't look up your name. This is definitely a Photoshop. There's no way. Lou Bega Freak. Thank you. There is. Oh my goosh. He's photoshopped. Why is he photoshopped into the picture? This guy, man, he's good. He's real fucking good. He'll get you. Let's look at more of his fucking Instagram. What else he got going on here? Greg Dean stand-up comedy classes. All right, here we go. Oh, there he is. He's in this picture, it looks like. So he's teaching people. That's good. You know, let's see. Oh. No. All right, we're going back to YouTube because I'm afraid. I'm now afraid to do anything because of how all of a sudden it switched. I didn't do nothing. I had nothing to do with that. All right, here we go.
18, you can get it in paperback, ebook, and audiobook, which I recorded myself. I actually did it, and I learned something. I'll never do that again because I don't know what you want me to do.
All right, this is where we stopped, I believe, on the Patreon episode. This is, I think, where we stopped. Hold on. Oh, here's another one from Lou Bag of Freak. That's interesting. Here. Him and his student Robin Williams. So he met him. I mean, it, you know, he teaches. He's a teacher, and those who can't do teach or something. Yeah, I was like a little distracted there for a minute because Gwen was she's in Austin on an airplane and they said lightning hit, so they couldn't let him off the plane. And so she was so close to missing her plane, and she kept texting. And it's like, well, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do, you know? So that's all. She's on it. She's on the Columbus flight now.
And I had to listen to them. At first, I was an idiot going, of course you do. You know how to write one. Stupid. But that was in the beginning.
That was really man-cow coded there. The way he said that.
But I listened and I went, wow, that's.
Thank you for the person in the chat. I have to scroll up to point out to me that he has an earring on. So it's he does wear an earring. Do you think he wears two? Let's hope he wears two. Let's keep an eye out for this side. See if he has a left earring or just a right earring. Because if he has just a right earring, that is so pimping.
It's profound. How am I?
Yep, he's a one earring guy. We don't know which earring is the gay one, but he definitely has the earring. One earring.
I'm gonna teach people.
You see, Astro Genius, you say he's comedy Nolan, but to me, he's like different than Nolan in that, like, Nolan is like very much a fan. You know what I mean? Yeah, Strahd, I don't think there is like consensus on which ear is the gay one ever. There's never been, even when I was younger. Yep, that's Les Badger's one. You say it's in the gay ear no matter what ear it's in. That's how it was when I was growing up. I think it was because I remember hearing it both ways when I was in school and when that was important. This guy, I think, okay, so it's in the gay ear because it's married. YOLO Swag Bro says that's a PFB earring. Pretty fucking bitching. Yeah, I grew up, I never got an earring until I was like 19, and I complained about how bad it hurt. So,
well, joke writing, if I don't, you know, like,
I have my eyebrow pierced twice, and then I have both of my ears pierced, but they were like, hey, you shouldn't put this earring in your ear because it's got too much weight on it and it'll hurt it. And I was like, bullshit, dude. Let's do it.
And they put them in and it fucked my ear up and it hurt really bad. And I should have listened to them at the earring place, but I did not. I keep saying I'm going to get my eyebrow pierced. And it's funny, there's a piercing place one block from me. Like literally I could walk in 5 minutes and be at the piercing place. Well, it was, so what kind of earring was it? It was a, it was a hoop, but it had this really big weighted ball in the middle of the thing. So yeah, it had like a weighted ball. So it was weighing down the hole and it was just new earrings. And it just, I don't think I took care of them well enough either. Like I very much was like not constantly cleaning them and stuff like that. And I just ended up having to take them out. My eyebrow ones just migrated out. Like they started getting out more and more and more. And I just kept like, it would get caught on the couch. It would get caught places. So it's just like, it's got to come out. It's going to come out anyway. And that's another thing. It wouldn't have migrated out if I hadn't said, I want barbells in my eyebrow instead of the, and they were like, oh, if you get barbells, they might migrate out. And I was like, no, they won't. And then they put them in there and guess what? They started to migrate out. I don't really listen to people back then.
I don't even know what a joke is. And so that was the question.
What's a joke?
What is a joke?
All right. Let's see if Chris gets here so he can learn. He could use the help too on what is a joke. I'm gonna check and see. He says he's almost here. His dog has diarrhea because I don't know how his pets all get diarrhea, like their producer Dan. Feeds him McDonald's all the time, you know. Diarrhea pets. It's my diarrhea dong. So Chris does stand up and he probably doesn't know what a joke is. So this is not Sprite. I'm 7-Up and Diet 7-Up. It's the only thing I'm allowed to fucking drink for the, it could be Chris's diarrhea or the baby's diarrhea or it's several different types of diarrhea for sure. I need to know what a joke is though. So he better hurry up. He's got to clean up his dog's shit. Does this, see, and you guys yell at me because I don't have a dog and don't want one. There you go. He's cleaning up dog's shit, and I'm not. I'm sitting here having from bird flu. I don't think Chris does not have bird flu, I don't think. I guess we could scroll. I don't say fuck dogs. I don't say fuck cats. I'm saying I don't have them because I had a kid for a period of like we had a kid. I was like, that's what we got. We got a kid. We don't have any pets because we don't need them. Also, we've never been allowed to have a pet in our apartment. Although when I was doing the real estate guys episode, I was reading the r/landlord and, like a lot of them are mad because people get emotional support pets and then they can't be told they're not allowed to have the pet. So that's become like a huge problem for these landlords are like, but I don't want them to have a pet. They're taking advantage of it. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, they should just, I don't understand why you can't just have one, you know, which kinds of dogs are the gay ones? I don't know. You'd have to ask a gay guy that. Landlords do hate pets. Not mine. Mine lives next door and has several dogs. Yeah, we're doing cruise ships. Like, we're doing cruise guys next week with, no, I'm not doing a gay guys episode. That's like somebody asked me to do a Jewish guys episode. I was like, what the fuck? It wasn't like in a hateful way. It was just something I couldn't do. Yeah, my landlord doesn't like pets, I guess. She doesn't like me to have pets. She has several dogs, but she doesn't like, but you know what? I'm not even bad mouthing her because she lives next door. And I want her to know that I respect her immensely because my apartment's kind of cheap for where it's at. And, you know, Yelp reviews of gay sex. I don't, I'm not having anybody on to do gay guys. If you can't find a gay guy in the episodes I'm already doing, you're probably screwed. Brace, I gotta have Brace come on for Jewish guys. It was something else. It was Jewish Hasbara guys. And I the guy that recommended was Jewish. It was just like me and Chris are not. So I don't know how good that would look. Flex Retro asked, do I have an episode of guys that was my favorite to research for? I like the sex guys episode and the porno guys episode. I thought those were like the funniest ones to research, but Yelp guys, guitar guys, and I'm about to do Rotten Tomato guys, and I'm kind of excited to do that. Well, of course I liked researching. It was funny. I didn't like researching porno guys. So there you go. I hated it. So, well, let's see what's a joke.
And the answer? Took me 17 years.
Damn, solve. He's on a pilgrimage.
17 years to come up with a complete model. It'd come in bits and pieces for many years. But I have to tell you, it's a lot of work and a lot of reading, and a lot of study and a lot of listening, and a lot of looking at a lot of jokes and a lot of performers. Hundreds and hundreds. Maybe thousands. Yeah, I'd say thousands.
The question is, what is a joke? He's explaining, you know, all that stuff. So let's see. He's heard thousands of jokes.
From there, I had to do the invention of joke structure.
He invented that. All right. Been wondering who invented that fucking thing. Let me see, Chris. Yeah, I don't know where he went. He invented the invention of joke structure. So we do have that.
It is a joke. And then I had to kind of find a way to communicate it to people. I could kind of understand it, but then there were mechanisms in it that no one had ever identified, and they didn't have names. So.
Okay. There we go. I keep checking for Chris. I don't want him to miss this, but I also don't know what else to do.
I had to learn how to do that. I coined the phrase joke structure to explain the mechanism.
Oh, he coined the phrase joke structure. So that is kind of nice. What does that mean? Now I'm at Twitch Inspector. What does that mean? Okay. Do-do-do-do.
Mechanisms that connected the setup and the punch, or the first part of the joke and the second part of the joke. That's what joke structure is in my world. It's the mechanisms between the setup and the punch, not setup and punch. They're just the way we go about expressing one-liners.
This guy really is, he is claiming to have invented so many things. And for people that don't know, he claims to have invented this stuff in 1982. So I find that extremely interesting. There weren't jokes, joke structure, none of that stuff in 1982.
That's no different than saying cartoon or sitcom or sketch. They're all just ways of expressing humor. So here they are. These are the definitions of these three mechanisms.
All right, here we go. First, we get some definitions. Fucking finally.
You really have to understand this. At the center of all jokes, there's always one thing with two meanings.
I'm trying to come up with one now. Maybe we should write a joke together. So there's always one thing with two meanings. I don't think it's true either, Poop Truther. I'm nearly positive that it's not true, that there's always one thing with two meanings. This is not a Toastmasters guy, but hey, while we're waiting for Chris, maybe we'll check in with a Toastmasters guy. That's a good idea, everybody. You asked for it, you're getting it. Toastmasters International. All right, here we go. Toastmasters time. Okay. We have the Smedley Fun Arrows of Exercise. Let's get this out of the fucking way. Never too. Oh, here's one. 2003. Oh, this guy looks good. Do you think we should do this guy? Here we go.
After returning to his hometown, Austin has recently.
Okay. That guy sounds nervous as hell, by the way. Sounded like the principal on Beavis and Butthead. Toastmasters.
Our next speaker, Jim Key. Never too late. Never too late, Jim Key.
The fuck is he talking about? Never too late. Never too late, Jim Key. Why do these guys' suits always fit like really weird?
The movie theater was quiet. The aroma.
I fucking cannot get enough of how these guys. First of all, wait until the very last person has clapped. The very last. And then they just do. All right. I watch how he stands there and waits.
The movie theater was quiet. The aroma of overpriced popcorn permeated the air. You settled in for the perfect family outing, and then it happened. The film that you were watching took a sudden emotional turn. You try to resist it, but you can't help it. And before you know it, you're
jacking off. This guy wears cufflinks. They're pretty cool. 2003, though. This is 2003 champion. And yes, he does seem crazy to me.
Eyes begin to sweat. You may not care that people see you crying in public, but the last time this happened to me, I was thankful the theater was dark.
Because I was watching, what kind of movie was he watching? We're going to subvert expectations.
Till my lovely young daughter, who doesn't know it's okay to whisper, pierced the darkness with, "Are you crying?"
Oh, that gnarled me out. Because was that like a little, didn't like the way that he acted like his daughter there? Am I the only one that didn't like that? I'm going to do that again. I got to go back.
Pierce the darkness with, "Are you crying?"
Ew. I do not, they don't talk normal. They never do.
Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, and anyone who's ever gotten misty at the movies, never ignore inquisitive children. The longer you do, the louder they get. In a matter of seconds, my daughter shouted, "Why are you crying, Daddy?"
So I have to say, this is so bad. Like, this is sucks like shit. That's what, it's so strange that this is what people send you to learn when you're in the corporate world. And I've gotten so many messages from people who are like, my boss told me I needed to go to this and I decided not to go. And like, I don't want to go. And now I've heard it and I can't believe that's what my boss wanted me to go do, you know, cause it feels so weird. It just doesn't, it's like nobody would want to hear this. You know what I mean? If that makes sense, like it just,
Yeah, and I mean, Total Geek the First says, imagine writing something ahead of time and it coming out like this. That is exactly because they wrote it, but it's not just the fucking writing, dude. It's about the like, who do I think in wrestling cuts the best promo? I don't know right now, really. I don't know who I like. But yeah, this guy's wild. Let's
When this happened, the movie that my family and I were watching was The Rookie. On the surface, it's a movie.
The Rookie. I got to look up The Rookie real quick. I know I've seen it. The Rookie. Oh, it gave me a TV show. Movie. 2002 film, The Rookie. Oh, it's a baseball movie with Dennis Quaid. If you guys haven't heard of that.
Movie about the oldest rookie in professional baseball, but on a much deeper level. It's about reclaiming life's missed opportunities. When the movie ended and I realized what a great teaching opportunity I had, I turned to my two sons and I said, guys, what did you learn from this? Imagine how proud I was
when they said, shut the fuck up, Dad.
When my 16-year-old said, I learned that my dad cries at the movies.
This is like the worst stand-up comedy you've ever seen in your life, right? Like this is, and like the thing that I always get when I watch these things is that the pauses and all of that stuff is rehearsed. It's unironically there kind of is. Whoa. I'm trying to catch up with this conversation that's happening, you know? Here. All right, here we go. Oh.
My 12-year-old took the question and his well-being a bit more seriously. He said, I learned that it's never too late to follow your dreams. It's never too late to follow your dreams.
From the mouth of babes, you know, kids be saying stuff.
Why does it sometimes take a child to remind us of that? It's because children are uninhibited dreamers. In fact, last year I was speaking to an elementary school assembly, and I asked the question, if you could have any job in the world, what would it be? And one little guy said, ooh, to be the guy that rides on the back of the garbage truck.
Ew, look at this. Let's slow-mo this one. This is a prime candidate for slow-mo.
The guy that rides on the back of the garbage truck.
This might be a 0.25 or he's too fast. Yeah, he's a world champ. Here he goes.
Guy that rides on the back.
Ew. I hate this guy. The guy that rides on the back of the garbage truck. This guy also, this is like the hand movements are their thing, you know.
Who knew? His passion.
I would rather be the guy that rides on the back of a garbage truck than this guy, for sure.
Was proof that he knew something many adults have forgotten. Dreaming is fun. It's natural and it's necessary. Every notable accomplishment in human history began as a dream.
God, he has this look. It's. I know Chris had some crazy diarrhea.
Do you remember how you dreamed as a child?
back when we had this wonderful sense of innocence. We could gaze into the future and imagine all sorts of possibilities. Then we turn our focus to adulthood. And many of us find that by the time we actually get here, we hit a wall.
So he practiced that part, right? I know. Look at that. I'm the one on the supposed to be crapping all the time. You know, Chris is out here just crapping and crapping and crapping. It's wild. I never heard of somebody crap like this.
And we stop dreaming because we can't see past next week. Why? What happened? Somewhere along the way, we learned a painful truth. We learned that failing to achieve our dreams hurts.
Ugh, this sucks, man. This guy sucks.
We encounter critics who ridicule and crush our dreams. And
whoops, I don't mean to do that. I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. But you know what? He's a champion. He can take it.
It hurts. And we hear an inner voice that says, please, no more. I can't take being hurt again.
Perfect pause. Perfect fucking pause. I can't take being hurt again.
More. I can't take being hurt again.
I can't take being hurt again. It's too much. I've been hurt too much. Jamie Wonders, you shouldn't bully this guy.
We convince ourselves that it's better to just give up those things and do what we're supposed to do instead of longing for what we were meant to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we were meant to dream. We were meant to dream. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the greatest dreamers of our age, said...
That's true. He had a dream, that guy. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did. So,
the time is always right to do what is right. And that means that if it was right for us to dream as children, then it's just as right for us to dream as adults.
Really?
The question is, do we have the courage to dream?
Applause. Oh, he was trying to stand cool there for a minute. I don't think that's what Martin Luther King was talking about either. He was talking about some other stuff.
I am privileged to know a remarkable teenage girl who does. Her name is Nicole. And you should know that Nicole is hearing impaired. She is vision impaired. And 3 years ago, she survived a stroke.
Damn.
That's not fair. If anyone has the right to give up on dreams and just accept reality, she does. But instead, I've watched Nicole redefine reality, not according to her physical limitations, but according to the size of her dream.
What's her dream?
As part of that, 2 years ago, I watched her stand on a huge stage.
Goodness gracious, he's on the chair. Let's look at his website. I'm clicking it now. Jim Key. Website. I'm going to just share it. We'll look at it all together. Share. Jim Key. Oh, he's a coach. Leadership lessons to laugh about. I like it. Oh, back. With 73% more flavor, the Jim Key website. Very good looking site. I do like it. He comes back. Okay. All right. Well, he's a Toastmaster. He's got the look. You know, he still looks good. I got to tell you this. He looks perfect. Yeah, I got to get this guy's DVD. Where's that? Resources. Let's see. Leadership lessons to laugh about. I'm clicking it. The website's taking 8 hours. I think it's the website's fault, not my internet. Fucking $25.95. Is it really a DVD though?
I can't do this. I can't pull the trigger on that now. It'll make me feel like I have to watch. Oh, wait. But they do. The DVD tracks include Opening, My Dad and the Razor. That's R-A-Z-R. The thing. How Can I Tell If She Likes Me is the next chapter. Putting on the Ritz is the next one. Sponge Dad Squarepants. The Joy of Pressure Washing. Let me try something here. I wonder if I copy The Joy of Pressure Washing and I go in here and I just go to YouTube and I just stick that right there. Let's see. Oh, no Jim Key. I thought maybe we, well, here, what if we do this? Jim Key. He is not here. Oh, I thought we might be able to get it, but we will not be getting Jim Key's DVD. Nobody thought to put it on YouTube. So that's kind of fucked up. I think they should have done that. Jim Key. I'm looking now at. All right.
Thank you, Gavin.
Here's more Jim.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, when you are about to undergo surgery and the trained medical staff raise the question as to precisely where on your body the surgery is going to be, it gets your undivided attention. I know this because in January of 2000, I was about to have surgery on my right wrist. A nurse came in to prepare me. She shaved my wrist, drew a circle around it with a pen, and then said, Mr. Key, would you like for me to write the word no on your other wrist just in case?
Sure. I mean, they're telling jokes, Jim. He does kind of look swaggy here. He's got the black shirt on underneath the jacket.
I said, ma'am, when it comes to my health and well-being, I know my feelings. I show my feelings, and I want there to be no doubt. I want you to write the word no everywhere. When it comes to our well-being, we all want there to be no doubt.
Like the
two
band.
Summers ago, I was standing in a swimming pool holding my daughter. She was wearing so
daughter.
Many flotation devices that she could have jumped off the high diving board without getting her hair wet.
Well, you wrote that one.
Of course, I can do that too, but that's different.
Oh my God, he does look like Turtle. He does. Bleef Queen. He looks like the Turtle Man.
I looked down at this angelic 2.5-year-old and I said, sweetheart, I am about to teach you how to swim. Well, she looked up at me with these big, beautiful brown eyes. And with real fear in her voice, she said, Daddy, I'm scared you're going to drop me in the water. Please don't drop me. I held her tightly and I said, Angel, you don't have to be scared. You're always safe with me.
And then I dropped her in
you
the
see,
water.
See, even though she had on all of that protective gear, she needed to hear from me that she was safe. She needed to know that I would be there for her and that she should have no doubt. What about the people in your life?
This isn't funny, sir.
What about that beleaguered coworker? Doesn't he or she need to...
No, I don't care anymore. All right, guys, I'm going to... I don't think Chris is making it. I'm not sure. He's got a lot of diarrhea to clean up, but I got to go pick up the kids soon. And thank you all for coming to the stream today. And hopefully, you know, I won't crap through the whole stream on Sunday. And that'd be nice. Is there anybody I can raid? Does anybody know who I can raid? Soyanara. Thank you for coming and watching me. I appreciate it. Sex J, I see. Oh, but I need to know how to do it. Ghost Beach Games. Okay. Well, Ghost Beach Games got it this time. I'll get Scoob next time. Thanks for watching again, everybody. It was very fun. Bye.